Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B. I'm a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict in multiple fellowships, living in the miracle of recovery one day at a time. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm just so grateful to be a member of RICO 12 in the family and also a member of the fellowship that I crave. And I'm an intelligent agent spearhead with superpowers, according to my big book, because it does say we have powers that are God-given. And I'm just really excited to be home and be disciplined. I've been traveling and I'm back into the Noodle Studio, which is my bedroom, and my official Noodle outfit, which is my bathrobe. So it's the little things in life that make me happy, Justin. I think it's going to be some big thing, some huge. It's the little things like my bathrobe and the safety of my bedroom. Thank you.
Love it, and glad to see you back in your Noodle Studio there. It's good to be with you again, Nikki. All right, so at the end of most of these recordings that we do, I put out the invitation, hey, if you have questions for Nikki or us to address in this, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com. We got an email in over the last week or so while you were out of the country, and I'm going to read this email to you as we get going and doing a deep dive into the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous for answers to everyday questions that we encounter in our recovery, in our lives, in the world. So I'm going to go ahead and read this email from Julie K., and we'll get right into it. This email says, "Hi, Nikki. I was raised by parents who exposed us as kids to alcohol and alcoholism. I finally see the truth and with understanding can see how codependency has gripped me. I find a lot of truth and relatable and understand the ism now with not being a drinker, but still suffering from the disease. I recognize that. I was experiencing a bit of, do I belong here, with the codependency group I participate in online. From your most recent podcast about making amends, so this was from a few weeks back, you mentioned taking steps quickly and making amends in creative ways in saying you took your mother in, you had your mortgage, etc. This is incredible. My question is this. I feel like I'm developing and moving slowly. Is this a me thing or a God wants me to be mindful and slower thing? I'm having a hard time teasing out the spiritual side of pushing through and pressing forward quickly. I started in October of 2023, so I'm new. Should I push harder for more time with other spiritual people? Is this my own hands pushing and the religiousness of forcing the hand of God? I don't want to play God. That's a major infraction. What is the balance?" This is once again from Julie K. So Nikki, there's a few questions in there and some things to look at. Talk to us about what comes to mind as you hear this and read this.
Okay. Well, thank you, Justin, for reading that. And Julie K., thank you for being part of this family. And just because your question is a question for all of us. It's my question. I came in through the rooms of Al-Anon, and I discovered that I have a lot more problems than my alcoholic parents. I suffer the disease of alcohol. Page 118, because we have a big book that comes, and it says it on the bottom paragraph. Let me just flip to it real quick, where it says right here, "At such moments, we forget that alcoholism," it doesn't say alcohol, it says the ism, the alcoholism, the disease of self, "is an illness over which we," and we're in "to the wives, to the children, to the co-workers, to the people who suffer the disease of alcoholism," right? that's we could not possibly have had any power. So we're powerless right there. Like, we are already armed with the facts just from that alone. And you said, do I belong? Well, you know, a lot of the time, and we've drifted so far from the intention and the vision from you of this book, which is the third tradition long form on page 563. And I always reference this, the long form rather than the short form, because the short form in Alcoholics Anonymous just says you have a desire not to drink. And if you're just, you know, if you can take it or leave it, that's not really that helpful for you. But what if we look at the long form where it says our membership ought to include all? And all, Julie K, that includes you, because you suffer from alcoholism, right? And we have no power. Now, in, you know, in our group chat, someone the other day asked about ACA, which is Adult Children of Alcoholics. And I'm always page 124. See, page 124 clearly says that if we're willing to turn our past into good account, it's of supreme value. So if we're willing to turn our dark past, right, into a good account and rectify our errors and convert them into assets, it's of supreme value in life. The painful past, our alcoholic upbringing, our alcoholic parents. I've lost two stepfathers, both dead from the disease of alcoholism. Both dead from that disease. This is of infinite value to other families. That's why I'm here speaking to you. The book on page 124 says, cling to the thought that in God's hands, in the spiritual principles, in me being responsible, accountable, loving, forgiving, this dark past of being in the deep thick of the disease of alcoholism is the greatest possession I have. It's the key to life and happiness for everybody I know. With it, with what? With my dark past, with my alcoholism, family experience, my own issues from it. I can avert death and misery for lots of people. That's what Justin and I do here. Every time we get on the noodle, every time he does a Rico podcast, he, with his dark past, is helping others. Same with me. It's a pay it forward program. Then you asked here, Julie, you said, this is developing and moving slowly.
Hey, Nikki, before you get to that, I want to jump in on something you just said and read that really hit me.
Let's go there. Let's go there.
The next phrase after, cling to the thought that in God's hands, the dark past is the greatest possession you have, dash, the key to life and happiness for others. It's not the key to life and happiness necessarily for me to cling to the idea that my dark past is there. But if I am willing to share that, others will gain hope. The light will hit them and say, oh, if Nikki can do that, and they're now living a life of peace and happiness and generally happy, joyous, and free, maybe I can do that too and can inspire that for others. I love that. As I read that, I just was like, my mind just kind of exploded there with a new insight. Point that out.
I love when you stop me, because that's what we're doing here. We're noodling, we're reasoning these things out. So thank you. And to go back there, my others, my line out says the ones I love, you know, the ones I, and that's all of you. But yeah, for really, you're right, Justin. It's not about us anymore. It's about helping others with this dark past. And so thank you. And then we went on to developing and moving slowly. So this is going to take time. Right? I mean, Justin's been here. We've both been here over a decade. And when we first came in, I don't care about others. I'm still, what about me? I need to get rid of me and my disease and my addiction and my problems. Me, me, me. And Julie K, you said you've been here since October, which is, I don't know, 4 months, 20. We're right now in January 2024. So if you came in October of 2023, please buckle in and know there is a seat at this table for you. Forever. Why? Page 84 says, this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. So yeah, developing slowly, moving slowly. We work the steps quickly. That's the difference here, everybody. You don't work your steps slowly. You work your steps quickly. and the consciousness of your belief on page 55 is sure to come to you. See, that's where people get confused. They're like, you have to stay here and work the steps every day. Nikki, I made my step three decision. I'm sponsoring. Are you every day making a step three decision? Are you every day doing your moral inventory, putting out of your mind the wrongs others have done? Where are you at fault? Where are you to blame? Are you every day discussing things with another person? Are you every day getting willing? Are you every day getting humble? Are you every day seeking this power, freely giving away what, I mean, every day? This is, you don't get a day off. So where it says here, you have to do this, Julie, and this takes time. Are you sweeping away all your prejudice every day? Every day, because something new is going to come your way. Well, I didn't know that, Nikki. That's not what I was taught. Every day. Are you thinking honestly every day? I'm on page 55. And are you searching diligently, not within your past of your alcoholic parents? Are you sitting in there? Are you searching diligently within yourself so that the consciousness of your belief will come to you? This is not easy. And Justin and I right now, we were just talking about, you know, the holidays did just pass. I was traveling and life, and you've got a big family. I do too, Justin. And the discipline, page 88, we addicts, we who suffer the disease of alcoholism are undisciplined. So we must let God discipline us. What? Oh, I've done the steps, Nikki. I've been here. I did these things. So this is forever, because it tells us, this book comes with a lot of warnings too, Justin. It says there are certain trials and low spots ahead. Okay, that's on page 15. So let's go deeper here, Julie. This is not overnight. It's developing slowly. And I think I said on our last episode, I was talking about everyone forgets the vision for you. Go deeper. We said in finding God, we find ourselves. We just all of a sudden found God. This is every day we've got to look for this power. Every day we have to, they knew, page 159, they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober. Above that, I put emotional sobriety. See, I know that I must, when I see the word must, says the right, the previous sentence on page 159 to that says, second, third paragraph down, it says right here, these men and women had found something brand new in life. So we gotta, every day we're looking for something brand new. We're seeking God. Remember, it says improve conscious contact. It doesn't say, it says we get a maintenance, daily reprieve on the maintenance, but we must improve our conscious contact. How do you improve your conscious contact? You have to be disciplined. How do you get disciplined? You follow the previous 88 pages. This is really serious stuff. This is a spiritual way of living. They were willing by day or night to place a new man in a hospital and visit him afterwards. I mean, this is, you don't get a day off. And for the Al-Anons and the ACA, and my parents did this. Well, Julie, you started out with, I took actions. Like, what could I do action-wise? As you said, I put my mother in my house when her husband, you know, took a pistol and did the unthinkable. Justin, what are your thoughts? Because remember, faith without works is dead. So people are in here and the faith works, but faith without works is dead. We must do the work.
Absolutely. And where you're going with this, Nikki, is something that really is ringing true to me. I mean, this is the first time that we've recorded in 2024. And you and I really haven't had much time to talk previous to this, to talk about, hey, how are things going? What is your current focus? Where is God leading you, guiding you at this time? And I'm just going to take just a minute and share what God's focus for me is this year, at least for the time being, until that changes. But at the beginning of the year, I said, hey, God, what do you need me to be aware of this year? And the words that came to my mind that I wrote down, that I put on paper, are into action today. And am I doing well at that? No, I'm not a saint, but those words just keep coming back to me throughout this every day into action today. And I think that, that really hits on what you talked about here. I feel like I'm developing moving slow. Well, yeah, because today I can't do tomorrow's work today. I can't do next week's work today. I can only do today's work today. And today's improvement over yesterday may just be a teeny tiny bit. It's slow, but it happens. And I love how it talks about, and Nikki, you probably have the page down on this and everything, but others will see our improvement. Others will see the change in us well before we see the change in ourselves. Yeah, that's kind of the things that I'm thinking of with this, that have patience, just do what I can today and the rest will fall into place.
Well, exactly. That's a spiritual experience on page 567. It says he, and that's Justin. See, Justin finally realizes that he has undergone this is the best promise, if you ask me. We have undergone a profound alteration in our reaction to life. Okay. And if you go back, because that's where you got it, it says we're having the educational type of awakening. It didn't one bright light. We've had bright light moments, of course, where, wow, that's God or God shot, a God wink, as my friend likes to call it. But it really says quite often, friends, Justin's wife, his children, his coworkers, his boss, whoever that is, will of the newcomer of Justin is aware of the difference long before Justin sees it himself. And here it says, what often takes place in a few months could seldom have been accomplished by years of self-discipline. That's why they say don't leave before the miracle happens. And so it's every day. It says, like, we must not drift. When you say, gotta find God now, into action. I was drifting this morning even because something didn't go my way, drifting right now. I'm here right now. I smash the idea. I don't get to do what other people get to do. This is real radical. Must not drift into worry. I don't get to worry. I don't get to drift into remorse. My life could have been, and I certainly don't get to drift into morbid reflection. My untreated Al-Anon mother, God bless her, she says things like, I did an awful job. I'm like, I'm a great person. How can you say you did an awful job parenting? Because that's old speak, right? That's what, you know, I ruined my kid's life. I chose my drug of non-choice. I threw my kids out in my disease of alcoholism. Oh, well. Oh, that's my line now. Oh, well, I'm here today. And my kids are awesome. What if I go, look what I did to my family. I destroyed my life. Nikki, you're sitting right here, right now, and nothing is missing. Everybody, ask yourself here, and Justin, just let's take a pause real quick right now. Everybody, what is missing in this moment? Like, nothing is really, and everyone, oh, well, you know, it would be great if my boyfriend came home with me to Toronto. Well, no, not really. How about my furnace is broken and it's minus 13 degrees Celsius outside? I've got a little portable heater. You know, I've got more socks. I've got a thicker bathrobe I can throw on top of this one. So it's like, what is missing in this moment, everybody? And if you're listening on a phone or on your computer, you even have one to listen to. What's really? It's such a radical way of thinking, Justin.
Yeah. And I think I've brought this phrase up in this podcast, not this episode, but in this podcast in the past. What is missing? I have sufficient for my needs today. Sufficient for my needs. God has given me, like you said, got a portable heater. I'm sitting here I've got electricity in my house. And even if I didn't, like you said, I've got extra clothing. I've got things that'll keep me warm in this cold weather. God provides what I need today. And someday, that sufficient for my needs will be sufficient to take my last breath in mortality. And I just need to be grateful for whatever that is, no matter when that is. All right, Nikki, any other further thoughts on that?
Well, this is just the most radical course in mindfulness ever. It's so, It's just so, you can't put it into words. This is not easy, everybody. It says simple, but not easy. And I want to read this and then you finish us out, Justin, on page 83, because Julie K, this takes time. Don't leave the rooms. It says, if we are painstaking, you have to be painstaking about this phase. What phase? Steps 1 through 9, all day, every day. Step 10 is just doing steps 1 through 9. Step 11 is seeking God. And step 12 is carrying this message. We have to do this all the time. And we will. It doesn't say you might be. It says you will be amazed before you're halfway through. It says that, Julie, you are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. It says that we, all of us here on this podcast, we're not going to regret our past, the past of our family or anything. And we're not going to want to shut the door on it. We will. It doesn't say might. It says we will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace, no matter how far down the scale we've gone. We will see how our experience, you mean growing up in an alcoholic family? Yes. That's going to benefit one other person, even if it's one other out of 7 billion or 8 billion people on the planet, right? Like, this is so radical, that feeling of uselessness and self-pity, it's going to disappear, everybody. We're going to lose interest in everything that's selfish, and we're going to gain interest in other people, God's children, our self-seeking will. When you see the word will, it's going to happen. Believe your promises. I love this one. I'm just going to skip down to this. We will suddenly realize that God, this tapped a source of power much greater than ourselves, is doing for us what we could not. How about never? I could never do this for myself, Justin. The promises are real. My past, and nothing is missing. And I'm going to have the great, hey, how about this? I'm going to have the greatest day of my life today. Thank you for the reminder, Justin B.
Love it. And I'm going to take us out with a reading from the last paragraph plus a sentence of the first 164 pages in A Vision for You. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.